From snowball fights to snowman building, the recent flurry of cold weather has brought with it some much-needed relief from lockdown blues, including for artist Devin Smith. When the 27-year-old, originally from Heartsease, woke to see inches of the white stuff outside her home near Norwich, she felt inspired to join in with some winter fun. "I decided it was time to put down the pencils and put on the wellies," she said. A fine art graduate of Norwich University of Arts, Miss Smith brought to life an icy mermaid, while her boyfriend, Mike Fisher, created an unusual cyclops and snow archway. She added, "The snow was really fluffy and it was hard to mould, but we managed to make a big snowball, and then I was able to mould the snow around it. I didn't intentionally plan on creating a mermaid, but when it began to take on shape, I just went with it. I used my hands and a saw, and I had to keep running indoors to warm my hands up under some nice warm water. It was nice to have some fun in the snow." Miss Smith, who is currently working from home on part-time furlough, said the lockdown had allowed her to take on new commissions of artwork. She is usually found creating realistic portraits and drawings, but said it was nice to do something different for a day.
Households in Norfolk and Suffolk could be eligible for a government cash boost to help with fuel bills during the snowy weather. Cold weather payments are available to those who are already entitled to one of five benefits during times of exceptional weather. The top-up is designed to help with fuel bills and is worth £25 paid for a seven-day period. The temperature at airfields in Tibbenham, Marham and Wattisham has been used to calculate whether people are able to claim the payment. The payments are triggered if the average temperature is 0 degrees Celsius or less for seven consecutive days. And so cold weather payments are available for those with NR, IP and PE postcodes from February the 6th to the 12th. This is the only payment which has been made available in these areas since the beginning of November, when the scheme started this year, and it runs until the end of March. People who may be eligible for cold weather payments are those who get pension credit, income support, income-based job seekers allowance, income-related employment and support allowance, or universal credit.
Seven areas of Norfolk recorded fewer than three new coronavirus cases last week for the first time in more than 2 months. Public Health England releases figures each week showing the number of new cases in every area of the country. Each area has around 8,000 residents. But when there are fewer than three cases, the exact number is not released as it is thought so low. The numbers for the 7 days leading up to Tuesday, February the 9th, show zero in these cases in Spixworth, Thorpe St Andrew North, Brundle and Cantley, Halston, Holt, Weefham and Munford. It is the first time since mid-December that any area of the county has recorded so few infections. At the other end of the scale, cases remain high around Norwich, in Catton Grove, Heartsease and Earlham. The number of new infections is also high in Wayland, which is thought to be down to an outbreak at the prison. King's Lynn also has some of the highest rates in Norfolk. Data released at the end of this week will show how effective the vaccines have been in reducing cases, and further falls are likely. However, cases and deaths in hospitals and care homes remain high. At the start of February, there was still a record number of COVID patients in critical care in Norfolk's hospitals, with the James Paget University Hospital running out of critical care beds. Public Health Director for Norfolk, Dr. Louise Smith, said last week that these should drop in the coming weeks as overall infections decline.
A single dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine provides, quote, very high, unquote, protection without a top-up dose, according to Norwich researchers. A University of East Anglia study has found that the vaccine becomes 90% effective after 21 days, supporting the UK plans to delay the timing of a second injection. But they warn that people's risk of infection doubled in the first 8 days after vaccination, possibly because people became less cautious. Lead researcher and COVID-19 expert Professor Paul Hunter from UEA's Norwich Medical School said, "A second dose of the Pfizer vaccine would normally be given 21 days or more after the first to top up and lengthen the effect of the first dose. But here in the UK, the decision was made to delay the timing of the second injection until 12 weeks after the first one. The logic behind this is to protect more people sooner and so reduce the total number of severe infections, hospitalisations and deaths." Unquote. The Norwich research team set out to estimate the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine after a single dose by reanalysing real-world outcomes from Israel, where the vaccine has been rolled out. And they used the data to see how the Israeli vaccination program impacted case numbers and went on to estimate vaccine effectiveness over time. They found that after the initial vaccination, case numbers increased for 8 days before declining to low levels by day 21.
Ingram Micro UK, which employs close to 800 people, announced earlier this month that it would be closing for 10 days as a result of a coronavirus outbreak amongst its workers. The IT firm, based across two buildings in the Vulcan Road North Industrial Estate, shut down on Friday, February the 5th, after a total of 190 members of staff tested positive across a 28-day period. The factory has been closed since this date, but it has now been confirmed that workers will return to the site on Monday, the February the 15th. Kevin Coleman, Vice President at Ingram Microservices, said, "We have been working very hard since the company voluntarily closed to further strengthen our wide range of COVID-safe operating measures, adding to those already implemented before this outbreak. This has included the start of a rapid testing programme for our staff, which will commence as we reopen. This is combined with additional shift changes to further stagger start and finish times and provide additional separation for our people." He added that the entrances and exits of the buildings had been reconfigured and additional screening provided in further efforts to limit the proximity of its workers. He added, "The safety of our staff is a top priority, and we have made it clear we will do all we can to ensure our working environment is as safe and secure as we can make it. I'd like to thank all of our staff for their efforts and understanding during this time." Alison Gurney, Programme Director of Norfolk County Council's Local Outbreak Control Team, said, "I would like to thank Ingram Microservices for its positive and proactive approach in working with all the agencies involved in managing this outbreak.